Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1160. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 312, 312. Okay, so we're in the middle of the halachos of Shinoi Mokaim. We just took a little bit of a turn last shir, just to review and chazer over some very important details in reference to water. There's an interesting thing which I came across. First of all, in reference to water, so the last year we spoke about when one has to make a shahakal on water and when one should refrain from doing so, right? In reference to, you have to be thirsty, and so on. Now, as far as the after bracha goes, that's as far as the shahakal goes. Now, what about as far as the after bracha? So, lechatchila, on all liquids, in general, what the halach is on all liquids, meaning, could be coffee, could be soda, could be, you know, we'll see in a minute, water is a little bit different. But in general, all the different type of liquids that one drinks, right, orange juice, apple juice, these type of things. If at some point during the drinking session, when you were drinking that cup or whatever it is in that drinking session that you're drinking, even if it was not in the beginning, I want to make it clear. As long as one drank 3 ounces in a revius, which is roughly around 3 ounces, and the time it takes one to drink two gulps with one small pause in between, then they, lechatchila, they have to make a barei nefashos. Now, that amount does not have to be in the beginning, right? You could do it if you're drinking over a half hour period, liquids, as long as within that half hour period, at some point you drank, the 3 ounces in that time span, so then it would be good enough. Now, so that's as far as lechatchila. What about b'di'evid? B'di'evid, if one is drinking the liquids, again, various different type of liquids, whatever it might be that they're drinking, even a coffee, tea, but we spoke about that, how to work it sometimes to let it cool down or whatever the case is with that. I don't want to go through all those halachas again, but just to review real quickly the basics, according to many poskim, if there was a period during the drinking session that one drank b'chdei achilis pras, again, according to some poskim, if they drank b'chdei achilis pras, which is just like food under a 4 minute period, they drank the 3 ounces under a 4 minute period, not in the two gulps, but under a 4 minute period, then b'di'evid, according to major poskim, one would still be allowed to make the after bracha, the barei nefashos. Now, even though they did not drink the 3 ounces in the two gulps time, which we spoke about. Now, when it comes to water, it's a little bit different for various different reasons. When it comes to water in conjunction with the after bracha, we're talking about strictly the after bracha. The bracha before, you have to be thirsty to make the shahakal. Fine. So first of all, as far as the after bracha goes, you have to be thirsty for the full 3 ounces. So in other words, let's say in the time periods that we gave, right? So let's say somebody drinks 3 ounces, but they're only thirsty for one. One ounce is enough to do it. The next 2 ounces, they'll just drink, you know, to make sure to have enough for a barei nefashos. That's not going to cut it. The person has to have pleasure from the full 3 ounces. So if they drink 1 ounce, they're thirsty to have pleasure, and that's good enough. And the other two is just whatever. They just want to cover the bracha chreina. You know, that's not going to be good. So one has to be careful. The full 3 ounces, the full revius, when drinking in the right amount of time, has to be for to be able to have some sort of pleasure, thirst, or at least some sort of pleasure in the palate, to be able to make a after bracha. Now, a shahakal you would still make, because for 1 ounce at least, you're thirsty, right? So you would still make the shahakal. Now the difference is, over here, when it comes to water, it was an interesting thing that I found in the Dirshu, in Siman Reish Yud. Okay, in Siman Reish Yud, in the Dirshu, I'm not going to go through all the details, but just real quickly, we should all be aware of it. In the Dirshu, Ois number 14, Siman Reish Yud, he brings from the Chazon Ish, and he also brings from the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and also from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he brings that they held that by water, by the other drinks, b'di'evid at least, it would be okay, I mean, in general. But with the larger shear, if b'di'evid, if somebody got stuck or whatever the case is. But when it comes to water, he does bring from the Chazon Ish, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that one should be careful not to, if they did not drink it in the smaller amount of shear, which is the regular shear, which is the two gulps with one small pause in between, that one has to be careful not to make a barei nefashos. So they talk about the reason why. I'm not going to get into the whole reason right now. A little bit has to do with how barei nefashos with water works, okay, from the Gemara. But be it as it may, that's how they hold. So one should be, it's just what I wanted to point out in today's share, that one should be extremely careful when it comes to water. Now, the other drinks, they they said it was okay, right? But the Yevet, at least, you know, in conjunction with all those Paiskim. But when it comes to water itself, that they Taka said that that's what one has to be very careful, if they didn't drink it in the smaller shear, that they not to rely on the larger shear of the Mechdei Achilas Pras of the 4 minutes. So now the question is, what should one do? It is a machlekes. I mean, lemaisi is not mashma like that from the Mishnah Berurah, but lemaisi have a real suffic bracha over here. So you have to be careful. You can't make the burn of fashis. But to try and get out of it, the best thing to do is, if it's possible, where possible, one should take either a different drink, 3 ounces, and drink that in the right amount of time, even the larger period, if it happened, right? Or just to eat something, right? Somebody eats, you know, you can't eat a little drop of salt, a little drop of sugar, like we spoke about, because over here you're dealing with a shear. To eat something else that might be a shahakal, or to drink something else, a drink that might be a shahakal, drink the right shear, preferably the lechatchila dekashir, like we said, the shorter shear, and make the bernefashis on that, and have in mind the water. If one indeed drank the water, in the larger shear, like under the 4 minute period, they drank the 3 ounces, and they were thirsty for that amount, and so on. So let's say somebody drank 5 ounces, but it took them, 3 minutes or whatever. So that's already the largest share. And they never drank the 3 ounces in the 2 gulp, period, like we said, right? With one small pause in between. So then one should be careful if possible to make a bracha, a shahak on something else, eat the right share or drink the right share and make a burn of fashas and have in mind the water. Otherwise, l'chayru, one should not make the burn of fashas, at least for sure, l'fi de chazonish, l'fi Reb Shlomo Zalman, in conjunction with water. And the other drinks, there's much more room to be makel, at least bidi evid. So I just wanted to point that out when it comes to water, for all the various different things, both in the shahakal, which we spoke about, and the bar nefashis, even more so, one should be extremely, extremely careful when drinking water, how to work it. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.